This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. This week, House Speaker Paul Ryan is talking about another plank in the Better Way plan that he and his House GOP leadership colleagues are rolling out as their vision for the next Congress beginning in 2017. It's a campaign platform, of course, but I appreciate the leadership's focus on regulatory reform, a key piece of this week's plank. Regulatory reform is a priority for Farm Bureau. We've always believed that government should impose the least regulatory burden necessary to get the job done on environmental protection, ensuring competitive commerce, and, of course, consumer and worker safety. Unfortunately, the government often takes the opposite approach, imposing the maximum burden without any promise of benefits that outweigh the costs. Also, in the past, members of Congress have tended to home in on one regulation at a time, but not the overarching and overlapping web of regulation where economic growth can get caught and die. Looking at how the whole web of federal regulations is hurting our economy, in general, and agriculture in particular, is more important than ever. Net farm income has dropped 55% over the past 2 years. Our rural communities lag in economic growth and job creation. But that has not stopped the Environmental Protection Agency and other federal agencies from cranking out ever more regulations that will increase the cost of farming and doing business. Over the past few months, many farmers, from their beautiful farms, operations that are models of industriousness and doing things right, have expressed their frustration over the unrelenting cost and burden of regulations despite having done their best to care for the land and water, often going above and beyond what is required. They say they could do even more, expand into new crops and value-added businesses, and hire more workers if they didn't fear regulatory costs that wipe out any economic benefit, or worse, the risk of unknowingly violating a regulation and facing monetary penalties or a lawsuit. Farm Bureau is a nonpartisan organization. We do not endorse any particular candidates or parties. However, we applaud the Republican leadership's focus on regulatory reform and look forward to learning the details of their plan. Farm Bureau pledges their assistance in helping all members of Congress on both sides of the aisle understand how the regulatory burden affects farmers and farming. Opponents of the Agriculture Department's newly implemented Food Safety Inspection Service catfish inspection program have launched an aggressive campaign to urge House action on Special Joint Resolution 28, a resolution that would end catfish inspection by USDA and move it back to the Food and Drug Administration. Food industry, conservative, and taxpayer groups supporting this effort include the National Restaurant Association, Food Manufacturing Institute, Freedom Works, Heritage Action for America, and the National Taxpayers Union. The 2008 and 2014 Farm Bills directed USDA to develop an FSIS inspection program for domestic and imported catfish, transferring authority for these inspections from FDA to USDA. The program was implemented this spring. Under the FSIS administered program, catfish importers will be held to the same food safety standards as domestic catfish producers. This import safety standard is consistent with FSIS safety standards applied to imported meat, poultry, and eggs. There is no duplication of inspection programs since FDA terminated its catfish inspection program. A Chicago Tribune article explores the concerns of dairy farmers and industry representatives regarding Donald Trump's proposal to deport undocumented immigrants and wall off the southern U.S. border. Top concerns are that the loss of immigrant workers could trigger closing of dairies and lower milk output, as well as higher retail prices. Christy Boswell, AFBF's farm labor specialist, pointed out in an article that as many as 70% of agricultural workers are undocumented. An AFBF representative told the Environmental Protection Agency during a public hearing this week to follow the statute under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Randy Cavanis, an Iowa Farm Bureau member, told the EPA to stay the course Congress laid out under the RFS. American Farm Bureau Congressional Relations Director Andrew Walmsley explained that EPA needs to reconsider the proposal. Walmsley said, "We're all kind of left scratching our heads as to why EPA is not meeting the statutory requirements. Further, there's enough biofuel out there, there's enough renewable identification numbers, which is a system that helps refiners meet the standards available. So we're telling EPA to stick with the statute and reconsider what they have proposed." The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is offering a total of $10,000 in grants to 10 middle school science classrooms and 10 after-school programs serving middle school students. Participating schools will receive $500 each to pilot a new Maker Kit challenge developed by the foundation. The STEM-focused Maker Kits encourage students to research scenarios related to food production and build their own models to solve a challenge. A detailed outline on how to conduct the challenge, written by teachers, aligned to national learning standards, and reviewed by industry experts, will be provided to pilot schools. Supplies to complete the challenge will also be provided. Pilot locations will be selected by July 15th. Materials will be distributed the first week of August, and pilots must be completed by September 15th. The foundation is accepting recommendations for middle school science teachers and after-school programs through July 8th. Recommendations may be sent via email to Angela Mayfield, Education Director for the foundation, at educationdirector@fb.org. Individuals with responsibilities for monarch conservation or an interest in the role agricultural and rural landscapes can play in monarch conservation and how farmers and ranchers can support monarch habitat are invited to attend the Monarch Collaborative Conference August 11th and 12th in St. Louis. The conference will be of particular interest to individuals from the agricultural, conservation, research, and resource management communities from states in the monarch's primary migration route, the Monarch Corridor, which includes Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, and Wisconsin. Late last week, the House approved Farm Bureau-supported H.R. 4775, the Ozone Standards Implementation Act of 2016, by a vote of 234 to 177. EPA established National Ambient Air Quality Standards for Ozone, a regulation that has the potential to affect normal farming and ranching practices. AFBF had previously submitted comments opposing EPA's 2015 standards. H.R. 4775 would provide for the reasonable implementation for the 2015 NAAQS for ozone, streamline the air permitting process, and institute other reforms to federal air quality standards. The Senate had plans to take the fiscal year 27 agriculture appropriations bill to the floor this week. The agriculture and commerce appropriations bills were expected to be combined for consideration. Kevin Papp, president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau and board member of AFBF, on Tuesday described a litany of trade barriers faced by farmers and ranchers in a hearing of the House Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee. In response, Papp asked Congress to approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement while supporting ongoing negotiations toward a successful transatlantic trade and investment partnership with the European Union. AFBF estimates U.S. farmers and ranchers will gain $4.4 billion in yearly profits from the passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership alone, profits that have taken on special importance during the ongoing farm downturn. Time is running out for rural entrepreneurs to pitch their business ideas in the 2017 Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. You have until the end of the month to submit food or agriculture business ideas for consideration in the challenge. Businesses are competing for $145,000 in startup funds. Farm Bureau has some great applications already, and they're hoping to see even more. The application is basically a business plan, so it's a great first step in making those business dreams you have a reality. and on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.